This is recording 3 of 6 from Neil Walters at HebrewResources.com.
So what is the best way to get started with Hebrew? Well, about 7 or 8 years ago, I created a program called At Home with Hebrew, which is basically teaches you the basics and particularly how to read the letters. That's a big obstacle for a lot of people learning Hebrew compared to Spanish, for instance, is in Spanish, they use the same letters that we use in English. But with Hebrew, you have an entirely different character set that you have to deal with. And so the first struggle or hurdle is to get over the letters. And so at Home with Hebrew, I'm going to tell you the basics of that program. It's an interactive multimedia computer program. It divides learning the alphabet into 13 lessons. Each lesson is probably only 15 to 20 minutes long. Each lesson teaches only 2 letters of the alphabet. And you could do these lessons in 1 or 2 days if you're really ambitious and studious, or you could try to do 1 lesson a week. I would probably suggest trying to do 2 or 3 lessons per week, like every 2 or 3 days, review 1 lesson and then add the new lesson at the end. So for example, in the first lesson, you learn the silent letter Aleph and the letter Bet, which has both a V and a B sound, depending on whether or not the doggish is in the letter V or B. You will have exercises that mix the 2 vowels with these 2 letters. So for instance, at first, you practice mostly with nonsense syllables. You'll be reading across the page something like ba ba, bay bay, ba bay, bay ba, eb bay, a ba, a bay, a ba, that type of thing. And so it sounds like nonsense, but it really will teach you to recognize the letters. And basically, you'll see the words on the screen, and they'll be color-coded as to whether they're a nonsense syllable or a Hebrew word. And then when you click on it, the computer will pronounce the word for you, and then also give you what's called the transliteration. Transliteration means spelling a Hebrew word with English letters. For instance, the word shalom in Hebrew is shin, lamed, vav, mem, sofit. But in English, we would say shalom, S-H-A-L-O-M. So S-H-A-L-O-M, shalom, is the transliteration of the Hebrew word shalom. And the meaning or the translation is peace or wholeness or well-being. So lesson 1, you learn just 2 letters and I think 2 vowels. In lesson 2, we give you 2 more letters, dalet and gimel, the D and the G sound. And then you practice phrases like da-da, ga-ga, dede, gege, dage, gade. And then we throw in the aleph and the bet that you learned in the previous lesson. And then you can start making words like bed, dead, bead, did, and words like that. As you learn more letters, we throw in more Hebrew words. But your main goal as a beginner is just to learn how the words sound, how to sound out or phonetically pronounce the words. Learning the Hebrew alphabet is only about 1/5 of the At Home with Hebrew program. It also teaches, for instance, the top 400 words of the Hebrew Bible. And by top 400 words, what I mean is scholars have identified the frequency of the words used in the Bible. And so I just picked the top 400 and said, look, we'll learn these because they're the most frequently used words. The program also teaches an introduction to modern Hebrew. It teaches numbers, how to tell time. It includes several games. It includes the names of the 12 tribes of Israel and the names of all the books of the Bible in Hebrew. And I want to give you a couple of quotes of 2 different testimonials that people have sent me, one from a rabbi and one from a Christian couple. A Christian couple writes, Scott and Linda from Tulsa here again. My family and I continue to go back to At Home with Hebrew. We are learning Hebrew so we can decipher the Tanakh for ourselves and not rely on man's translation and replacement theology agendas to tell us what the scriptures say. I am sure the wow effect will never wear off. Your knowledge and scriptural truths are priceless. Before going to bed at night, I just look at anything in your software and I'm instantly flooded with food for thought. Neil, my whole family thanks you for making the word come to life in our lives. Love, Scott and Linda. And here's a rabbi who writes from New Hampshire. Currently, I'm serving another congregation. Our community is spread apart, and weather circumstances can often limit attendance. So there are many times when students cannot make it to religious school. I'm planning to have families utilize the program At Home with Hebrew. I'm sure the adults will benefit from the user-friendly format and educational approach. I'm glad to have families learning together as well. It helps to build good community. And that's from Rabbi Micah in New Hampshire.